Kipling. Kipling High School held its annual Arts Fest on May 5 in the school gym, put on by the Student Leadership Council, SLC. The Arts Fest was very well attended as the school has not been able to host such an event since 2019. This annual event, organized by the SLC, is made possible with the help of Ashley Du as an advisor along with Carla Ropel, Jennifer Dole and Kyla White. Upon entering the gym, there was a silver collection taken at door. Dim lighting, bar tables and couches set the mood for a very casual atmosphere. The stage was lit with white rope lighting and spotlights on the performance area. MC Desta Johnson kept the evening event rolling on time, introducing the performers. The Kipling School Band kicked off the evening to a very enthusiastic crowd of guests. Tyler and Brady Martin each performed guitar solos followed by a duet. Aubrey Caswell delighted the audience with a vocal performance. Tennessee Kish Tapp danced her way to freeze frame, receiving a resounding applause. Although Kaden Boley admits she was nervous, she wowed the audience by interacting with them during her comedy act. Boley razzed her mother throughout her act, particularly on the subject of shopping for 4 hours in IKEA. Dawson Shoemaker sang a solo showcasing her strong vocals with an extensive range of notes. Aurora Husband and Colby Morton provided a duet with both singing and playing a number on the ukulele and guitar. Loris Rain Poral entertained the audience, playing a piece on the piano while singing Dancing with Your Ghost. Kipling school staff rehearsed their routine for 2 months, presenting a very entertaining routine for the crowd. The evolution of dance consisted of a choreographed routine to various hits throughout the years, showcasing how dance styles have evolved over the years. From the twist to disco fever, the bird dance and Macarena to the watermelon crawl, the staff had the moves. During the intermission, the guests took the opportunity to congratulate the first half performers and explore the various forms of art displayed in the multi-purpose room. It was obvious the students had been preparing for this year's Arts Fest for a while, as they had an assortment of art, including paintings, sketches, drawings, wood art and quilts. Students from the photography class had a photo booth set up during intermission as well. Opening the second half of the show was the trio of Teddy Antion, Thomas Caswell and Parker Dash presenting a music video on the hazards of vaping. Next up was Kaden Boley performing a dance solo. The next group, KLLAB, taught privately by Sherry Singer, performed two musical selections. The group's name stems from the first letter of each of the performers, which also means to collaborate. This group consists of Logan Kunaraj, drums, Barbad Nokum, acoustic guitar, Liam Toe, piano, Autumn Singer, vocals, and Corey Lane Heaton, bass guitar. Mikayla Stender entertained the audience through a beautiful song choice, Homecoming Queen, as she tickled the ivories on the piano. Savannah Walker and Barbad Nokum both did solo acts, strumming the guitar while singing their songs. Emily Wilson expressed her emotions through an exciting dance routine. Tanisha Fefchuk and Paige Manns recited a poem, Beneath the Bark, written by Fefchuk. This poem was chosen to be in the 2021-22 edition of Young Saskatchewan Writers. Lenita Puffelt provided a piano performance. The show ended with a contemporary dance by McKenna Martin, showcasing her talents in a style of expressive dance that combines elements of several dance genres including modern, jazz, lyrical and classical ballet. "The event was very successful," said Du. "We had way more people attend than expected. The money we raised will be going towards purchasing more playground equipment for the school."